keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The community of Sedgwick is taking action after reports of intruders making their way into a school.
Parents gathered Monday night at the Sedgwick School Board meeting to report their concerns. This after two men talked their way into the high school last week. One parent told board members the same two men previously tried to get into the grade school but were turned away. A student allowed them to pass through a door at the high school after claiming they were there to get a transcript. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Department of Commerce will be part of a five-day, 26-stop tour around the state next week, highlighting projects that involve housing, childcare, downtown revitalization, and infrastructure. Governor Laura Kelly signed a proclamation declaring April 21st through 25th as National Community Development Week in Kansas. Cities on the tour include Colby, Ellis, Andover, Sterling, Topeka, and Fort Scott. For the complete list, go to kansascommerce.gov. This is Kansas Information Network News.
I never realized that I'd be taking care of a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old on my own. I think men can be a little stubborn sometimes where pride gets in the way and they may want the help, they may not know how to ask. With my traditions, with the family support in line, and just with my mind frame, I was able to turn a negative into a positive. I knew I needed more tools in my toolbox to take care of these little girls that had just lost their mother. It's time for me to be that father that I knew I could be. I think just being that good role model as well, that models good behavior in front of them, going to work every day, coming home and being able to put on that smile. The biggest reward about being a dad is sitting back and watching your kids be happy.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated was on his podcast, That Football Show, on the Kansas City Sports Network, and he's staking his reputation on the fact that the Chiefs will not select an offensive lineman at 31 overall.
They're not taking an offensive lineman first. They're not going to... Man, look, I've talked to a million people about this around the team, around the league. Like, the offensive tackle class is generally seen as brutal. I will be... Boy, there's a reason that Jalen Moore was announced the second free agency opened up. The Chiefs are like, got him, he's ours. All these people are like, they're going to draft a tackle. Play him where? Where the hell is he playing? They didn't give Jalen Moore 2 years and $30 million to be a swing tackle. And for everybody who's like, well, they'll wait till, you know, next year when Juwan Taylor's gone. They're not using their first round pick to have the guy sit behind Juwan Taylor for a year. They're not doing that. By the way, most of these guys have like 32 and a half inch arms. I can tell you right, I can promise you, the Chiefs are not taking anybody with 32 something arms and putting them a tackle. That's not going to happen.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
It's a busy day for area athletes in North Central Kansas as Smith Center takes center stage with annual Redmond Relays. Teams included include Beloit, Hill City, Marysville, Norton, Osborne, Phillipsburg, Pike Valley, Republic County, Russell, St. John's, Beloit, Thayer Central, Thunder Ridge, and Tipton, Kansas. Field events start at 3 p.m., running events at 5 p.m. Tatum Seifert, Addie Budke, and Eli Jones are among the leaders in the all-class of the state of Kansas. Tatum Seifert leads the shot put, 42 feet 8 inches. Addie Budke is second in the state, all-class, 42 feet 2 inches. And Eli Johnson, with his first throw of the year, leads the discus in all classes, 179 feet 10 inches. Today, the Beloit golfers head to Minneapolis, fresh off their win at the Smith Center Invitational held at Phillipsburg. J.J. Sloan leads the Trojan golfers with a fourth-place finish, shooting an 80. Beloit baseball won two games last night against Plainville, sweeping the Cardinals 15-0 in the first game, 17-0 in the second. Joel Rexroth had a complete game shutout, no-hitter. The Trojans have won six games in a row after starting 0-3. They head to Salinas for a makeup game against Sacred Heart at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Beloit softball won Friday at Ellsworth, 19-2, 16-1, 18 hits in the first game, 15 hits in the second game. Olivia Wright and Carly Smith combined for zero earned runs in both games. Smith hit two home runs. The Lady Trojans will be at Clay Center today at 4 and 7 p.m. Kansas 8-Man Football Association Powerlifting Championships at Claflin. Dighton won at 179. Thunder Ridge was 8th with 36 points. Rock Hill was 13th with 24. Lincoln 16th with 21. Tescott 28th with 8 points. And St. John's Beloit finished 36th with 1 point. Rock Hill's Whitley Frost won the 132-pound division, lifting over 700 pounds. In the girls' division, Clifton Clyde won at 133, 6th with Thunder Ridge 50, 7th St. John's Beloit 38, and Lincoln 11th with 21. Thunder Ridge's Jenny Galicio lifted 520 pounds, winning the 123-pound class. Big news out of Lakeside. Longtime Lakeside basketball coach Drew Dusky has resigned. We'll have a complete story and interview this week. This has been John Bowden for 94.1 Country, KD Country 94.1 and Z96.3 Sports. Talking with head baseball coach at Beloit High School, Brandon Cox. Brandon, nice couple wins today, 15-0, 17-0 over Plainville. How'd the boys play today?
We played really well. We put all three aspects of the game together. You know, I don't know how many hits we had on the day, but we hit the ball around the field pretty good. We threw a lot of strikes, and then I don't think we committed an error either. So, you know, when you can put the defense, the hitting, and the pitching all together, good things will happen.
Coach, you've won six in a row after dropping the first three. What do you think the big difference in pitching is?
Just more experience and more time on the mound. I think we came out just a little bit rusty. And, you know, once we got our feet under us at the mound, you know, everything else kind of falls into place. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. But like I said, experience on the mound is the main thing.
Well, Coach, you've got some pretty good hitting from some of your older kids, but Adolph Homer tonight, and some of the young kids are starting to hit the ball real well.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that are starting to swing the ball really well, and you know they've put an added focus on that in practice, and we've had some guys come in after practice and take some extra cuts, and it's those kind of things that really help. You know, you put in time out there on your own to get better, and that's what a lot of these guys are doing, and it's starting to pay off quite a bit.
Coach, talk about your veteran crew, especially your pitching staff right now. What do they mean to you?
Oh, a whole lot. I mean, pitching and baseball is pretty much everything. And so, you know, we've got a solid leader up there. You know, Joel Rexroth really comes out and sets the tone for us, and he's pretty efficient, and he does exactly what he's coached to do, and he does a really good job up there for us. And then, you know, we've got quite a few other guys that come in. Joel Fuller threw pretty well the last couple of days. He's been out. You know, Jackson Weston comes in relief a lot of times and does a good job of throwing strikes. And then, today Colton Adolph came in, and that's a role we kind of want him to be able to do, is come in and you know, throw some shutout innings at the end of a game. And he came in and did that today. So we got a lot of guys that are stepping up, and it's really good to have that. I don't want to say luxury, but when you got quite a few guys that can come in and throw strikes, it definitely helps out.
Coach, talk about situational base running. Second and third, one out. First and third, two out. What kind of things you go over in practice that you feel are very important when running the bases?
Well, you know, we do a lot of situational stuff as far as batting practice goes. You know, secondary is at second. You want to make sure the ball hits the right side on the ground before you go to third. We work on scoring runners from third base with less than two outs and getting a good read on a ball to the right side. We work on hitting runs. You know, just you know, we try and hit everything that we can throughout the course of the week. So that's just a few things.
Coach, you got a big game in Salina at Sacred Heart on Wednesday night. Your thoughts on the Knights?
Yeah, we played them earlier this year. First game, they got us pretty good. And then we started the second game, and then the Lightning came in, and so we had to postpone it. So we're going to be making that one up on Wednesday. But, yeah, they're a good team. They're fundamentally sound, and it's going to be good to go up there and make up that game. I think we're an improved team since we played them last time, so we'll see where we are at this time.
Talk a little bit about your coaching staff. You got one back this year, and what are their jobs as far as coaches?
Jason Channel is our I call him our outfield coach and also hitting coach. I think all three of us are hitting coaches. But, he's been with us for quite a while. And it's funny you ask that because today with the second win, this is the 100th win he's had as my assistant coach. And so I think that's a pretty big deal with the longevity. But, he takes care of the outfield responsibilities and then also helps coach the hitters. And then we got Kevin Rose's first season with us. And he's doing a really great job. He's primarily the pitching coach. coach, hitting coach as well, but Kevin can coach everything. So he's been at it for quite a while. I think it's really cool. Kevin was my head baseball coach when I was in high school. And so it's awesome to be able to coach with him and go that route with him. But yeah, he primarily takes care of the pitchers and then also works on the hitting and basically whatever we need. So.
Well, Coach, talk a little bit about pitch count and special rules in baseball that maybe somebody on the street doesn't know about.
Yeah, pitch count, that's come in, it's probably been, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I'd say. But it totally changes how you approach different games and that kind of thing. But I think the pitch count rules, if you throw 0 to 30 pitches in a game, there's no rest, so you don't have to do any days off or anything like that. If you throw 31 to 45, I believe it's one day rest, then 46 to 60 would be two. 61 to 75 is 3 days rest, and then above 75, 76 or more would be 4 days rest. And that's calendar days, you know, so if you pitch on Monday and you throw, you know, 75 plus pitches, you're going to have to wait until the weekend before you can pitch again.
Well, Coach, three weeks for regionals down at Lucas in 3A, and kind of give us three things that you really want your team to improve on before you head into regional.
Well, I think, you know, it's the stuff that we always talk about. You know, we got to continue to throw strikes and really come through in pressure situations. That's going to be a big one. And I mean, that's offense, that's defense, that's hitting. And so I think we just need to keep focusing on those three things. Keep working on the fundamentals in practice, and hopefully just keep getting better and better throughout the year, and not be satisfied with where we're at, and keep trying to get better every single day.
Well, Coach Brandon Cox, thanks a lot for your time, and keep it going on Wednesday.
Awesome, thanks, John.
This is John Bowden for Katy Country 94.1 Z96.3 Sports.